more for you. We tell our children to save them. The world cheapens chastity. They do. It's nothing. Just give it away to somebody you like. And we would be lying. We'd lie to our children and say there's no pleasure in that. There's gratification, but what a greater gratification and pleasure to give yourself solely and only to one person, that you grow in them and be, God wants you to be one with them, and He commanded. But you have to. That's why He said. That's why He gives commandment against fornication. Not because just to deny you of doing something, but He has a greater purpose and a greater calling and a greater, so much peaceable fruits of righteousness in your life. That's a greater pleasure in serving Him. And you can take every one of God's laws and you can dissect it down. It isn't that He wanted to deny you in this area, but He wanted to give you something greater in this area. And so, and you can take the principles of the body of Christ and apply it the same way. And so, it's never been. That's why the law was weak. It focused on thou shalt not, succumbing, just will worship. If I set myself to do this, God's gonna count me righteous in that. But we who are dead hath He quickened. That he calls us and He quickens our bodies and He quickens our minds. I see the greater purpose. You know, Jesus told them. They was getting on to Him for healing a man on the Sabbath and plucking corn. He said, God didn't make man for the Sabbath, but the Sabbath for man. Are you nuts? God's glorified. Man's withered hand has been restored. Wasn't that when He healed the withered man with a withered hand? So anyway, that was just a thought that I had. But trust the Lord. Seek God. Seek His will. You know, we shouldn't seek to try to bend the will of the Lord in prayer and fasting. I think that's somewhat futile to do that. I don't think the Lord wants us to do that. But to seek His will, pray and seek. Lord, I've got this affliction, or I've got this circumstance in my life. Paul said, I've got this thorn in the flesh. I'm asking You, Lord, to remove it. The Lord told him, says, I'm not removing this. My grace is sufficient for thee. And he knew exactly what he meant. In his case, he didn't heal him. He had him live with this infirmity. But Paul was complete and validated by the answer that God gave him. He didn't have to seek it anymore on it. Another instance over here, God said, I don't know how long she's praying, but a long time. I want you to follow the scripture order in James. And he did it and he healed her. And that was the answer. And that's faith. Both instances are faith. And that was and works. Obey God. God spoke, God said, you obeyed. There's your works. Praise God. I'm glad to be here tonight. Keep praying for keep praying for Haiti. Keep them on your prayer list every day. Sometimes I was so busy this weekend, I didn't watch any of the news. I'm sorry I wasn't here. I had an ox in the ditch. And I had busted water lines all under my house. And I called brother. I hooked him up. I got underneath the house and seen this busted line. And I seen this T that was hooked onto this line. But I didn't. It shattered some parts. I mean, it blew up the line. Frozen. And I didn't see where this other part was because it blew up. And I called Brother Matt and I said, I ain't got any water. I hooked, just did it, and I don't have any water in my bathroom. He said, well, maybe you got some gravel in there or you got some glue plugged up the line. So I said, I'm going to crawl underneath the house and see what's going on. I don't know if I called you back, told you what I found. I bypassed the sink. I hooked the line and went over to here, but I didn't have the one going to the because the parts blew up. I didn't see where it was. I was looking at what was down low, and so I had to. I was going to come home that night. It was a good thing I didn't. So I got back underneath there the next morning, and when I got everything done, I had to meet somebody out there, and the FHA appraiser was out there, and the buyer. And the buyer wrote an addendum, said they were completely satisfied with all the repairs. And the FHA appraiser said he was satisfied that everything worked and all the repairs are taken care of. So all we got to do is we're just waiting for the title company and make sure all the paperwork is right to set up a closing time. So we're looks like we're down to the short row of things. So just... But as Brother Curtis knows, that don't mean nothing. You can have another snafu come along that, you know, the lender doesn't like this or FHA doesn't like this, and we'll need some of this final paperwork we got to do. But I appreciate your prayers. The Lord, let him persevere this. let him go through this and endure this to the end for sure. But I know we're not... I was starting to thought, boy, you know, this is really pretty country. I still like Missouri, and then it was cold. it wasn't that bad, but it was one of our cold days down here. You know. I mean, they had a high of about 35 and low down around 20, 25. And that was cold, but I was still running around without a jacket. Says, I don't know how you going. Why are you going without it putting a jacket on? I said, well, I'll get hot in the car, and I'll have to pull it off. And I said, then I'll have to put it on to get out of the car and go to the store or wherever we're going, and I'll get hot doing that. So I just assumed I'm just going to be cold from here to the car. And from the car to the I can suffer that. But the drive over there and the walk around where we're going. So, that's, huh? Well, see, you kids are pretty smart. And anyway, let's go ahead and receive the offering tonight. We've got many needs. Remember, if you're taking up, if you have tithes to pay or offering or missionary, just mark your check for what it's for, or you're put it in the paper, the envelope, to mark what it's for. That way, if it's an forgiven cash, and we still can write this stuff off from our income taxes, and so it's a good thing. We got a song that y'all can play. Y'all got a song to make up? Got a band song? Let's just play band songs to take up the offering. stock up on groceries tomorrow. One for one day. You know, it's funny. That's how they, up in Missouri, they say, we're going to have a snowstorm. And you know, it's probably just going to be a day or so that, you know, but it's going to be slick. And the groceries, you know, you think they're going to be socked in for the rest of the winter. Can't, and, no, but, you know, and be safe because down here they're not used to driving in the snow like they are up north.
just you know, just like I've got to get up and like to unction the functions, I just say, but you know, we can praising God's always in season, isn't it? And when we hear testimonies of like this person that Sister Lacey was speaking of to get a healing from God, oh, that's better than all the doctors can do, isn't it? I mean that's straight from the source, and that's what we want to get, you know, straight from the source. You know, we, a lot of things are, you know, we're sometimes, you know, I don't know about y'all, I feel like I'm in a maze sometimes, you know, going over here and going over there and go to a dead end over there and a dead end over there, and then you know, there's two things you can do. One, you can just quit trying. Another one is you can keep going, and finally you'll, with the help of God, you'll find the way out, find the source. That's what you know, some of these Brother Mike was talking about, these chastenings of the Lord. You know, you kind of hit a dead end street sometimes, and you know, you get the feeling, well, Lord, I spent all that energy, all that you know, to do that, but it's not in vain. You know, it's just as, who was it? Was it Thomas Edison? He when he invented a light bulb, he found the, what was it, a 99 ways it didn't work. So, you know, failure is not a, failure can be success, can it? It just shows you what don't work. But you know, the one thing that was mentioned tonight that I caught on, it was prayer. This person prayed, and I found in my life that has been the greatest asset to my connection with God, is prayer. You know, Lord, you know, sometimes I feel, Lord, I'm lost, you know. Yes, Lord, you touched my heart and gave me the opportunity to repent, filled me with the Holy Ghost, and brought me to a people that seeks God in a greater way. But still, there's those times, Lord, I feel lost. I feel lost, Lord. God, help me. I'm crying out to you. And you know, we're raised up in a world right now, it's instant gratification, isn't it? And that's some of the things Brother Mike was talking about. We, you know, sometimes if you wait, or well not sometimes, but I'll just put it this way, if you wait, greater things will come. Being in the service business, through, you know, I fix air conditioners and heaters. They call me an HVAC tech. That's just a glorified name for air conditioner repairman, you know. And for instance, I've had customers, I get a call, and can you come fix my air conditioner? Sure can. When can you be there? Well, you know, a lot of times we don't know, because we don't know how long the first calls, the three calls we have before them is going to take. So we give them I can give you a guesstimation. I'll be there around so-and-so time, and if that looks like it's going to change, I'll give you a call, you know, and we kind of be courteous in that way. Be as courteous as we can because of the unknown. And I've had people call me, and I drove up to the house where I was going to fix this air conditioner, and got looking at it. So, well, mister, you got a bad compressor. And it didn't take me long to find that out. All of a sudden, here comes this other air conditioner man. He pulls up. Then about 5 minutes later, here comes this other air conditioner service truck. Well, what his deal was, he was just going to call everybody, and the first one who got there was, you know. Well, you know, and of course, you know, by rights, he should have paid every one of us a service charge. But I can tell you that not one of us got a dime. But that's the way people are. They want instant gratification. They call and I understand that, you know, and I understand it's cold, you know, or it's hot. And I had a call this week. When can you be there? Be after lunch. I got a house on before then. Well, okay, well, then just, you know, call the other guy. You know, that's, you know, I understand. And matter of fact, that's one reason I got out of the working for restaurants. They don't want to wait for nobody. And understandably, you got a walk-in freezer that's got your meat that you're using to serve, or your walk-in cooler, and it's down, and that's your stock, and you got customers coming, you know, you got to get it done. And so that's why I don't do that no more, because I just don't have I'm not set up that way, I put it that way. But this is a world of instant gratification, you know. We got to have faster computers now, you know. Oh man, last week's model is no good. That's how Bauhaus is God, isn't it? You know. And golly, I don't even know how to send an email. You know, Ann's helped me. I know how to get to eBay and get to different websites a little bit. And if something goes wrong, I got to call her. And, you know, what do I do here? You know. But I'm just not a gadget guy, you know. And I'm just not, you know. You know, Brother York, he's got all these gadgets up on his guitar, and I just plug in the amp, you know. And I'm not against that, you know. You know, it just, you know, everybody finds their niche, and I just too much stuff, just, you know. Does that depict an intelligence level? But, you know, I just don't get into gadgets, you know. I'm just, you know, it doesn't intrigue me in any way, you know. But there's some things I do like, and that, you know, Ann said, well, how can you stand to do stuff like that, you know? Or how does that interest you, you know? So, you know, everybody's got their own interests and things, But I know God wants us to be patient, and I do appreciate hearing reports of healings that people have put their trust in God. You know, they prayed, they didn't give up, they kept praying, you know, I believe that this is a hard pill to swallow sometimes. Kind of like the Hebrew children, you know, they trusted God, because you know, y'all know the story. We've heard it several times. Our God is able to deliver us And even if he, you know, don't, he'll deliver us out of your hand, O King. You know, whichever way we have to go, whether it's the way of the grave, you know, they wasn't worried about it. You know, they trusted God. And the point was, they wasn't going to bow down to that, to the image. And so they knew, you know, did they fear? They probably did, you know. You know what's going on here? We're going to, you know, but, you know, we can't, you know, they had enough faith in God. We can't bow down to the image. We can't compromise. We can't compromise our faith in God. So, Lord, just come what may. And sometimes that's a hard pill to swallow, isn't it? Sometimes, you know. Because, you know, I get to feeling pretty self-righteous sometimes. Lord, I've served you. God, I've suffered many things, and you know how we can have that, you know, start adding it up, you know, what we've done, you know. And boy, we can get a long list, can't we? We can get that long list. Lord, don't you think you owe me a little bit, you know? And then get mad at God because something didn't go our way. It happens, doesn't it? But, you know, after the dust settles and realize that, God, Lord, I still love you. Lord, it's just in your will. It's just I've got to trust you no matter what. Come what may, I'm going to have faith in you. I still believe, God, that you are a healing God. I believe you're a miracle-working God. I still believe that, Lord. We heard it tonight, didn't we? We heard it tonight. And I appreciate reports like that. And I love God tonight, and I want to love him more. I want to know him. I want to know him and the power of his resurrection. And, you know, as Brother Langer said, I know I'm going out a little bit of a limb, but I'll try to talk about the resurrections one time. You know, the first and the second resurrection. You know, I was confused on that, you know, because I thought it meant, and it can mean, but I thought it solely meant just a rise from the dead. You know, a first resurrection, that's from a dead state in Adam to a life state in Christ. No matter if we go to the grave and come up later and finish our course, that's what it is. That's the first resurrection. So come what may, Lord. Come what may. Chastenings, blessings, people getting to buy houses, getting to sell houses, getting job offers, and even sometimes losing a job can, you know. I tell you what happened to me one time. It really discouraged me. It was in this church. You know, we had a plumbing problem or something like that. And some of y'all, you old hands here, know my situation where it was, and with, you know, five kids and everything, and they were taking some pledges to fix something. I think it was going to be around $2,000 or something like that. I didn't have no money. I didn't have no hidey hole, you know, where I stashed the money or no savings account or if I had a dollar in my pocket, that's what I had. Matter of fact, at the time we were, the man that lived behind us had a, they had a, their Church of Christ had a food drive, and that's where we were getting the food at, you know, stuff like that. And so it was rough, but at that particular time it was really rough, you know. I just started working with Brother David in the painting trade, and I just started, so I was at the bottom, you know. So I pledged $100. Bless God, I'm going to walk on the water here with my $100 bill. Went to work the next Monday, got laid off. Oh, somebody just shoot me, you know. Oh, God, is it bad enough, Lord? But, and, you know, it wasn't easy, you know. It wasn't easy at all, you know, and it didn't. At the time, I'd hear people, oh, I'm just broke. I'm just broke. 4 months later, they're going on vacation, you know. And I'm thinking, my broke was years ahead, you know, and hopefully I was, you know, climbing out, you know, years ahead. And so, when I look back, that old hindsight's always 20/20, isn't it? I seen where God had to temper me a little bit. No, he had to temper me a whole bunch. I seen, if you want to call it chastenings or corrections or, you know, God. Or I used to love that poem that Sister Christy Bailey used to say. She's the one I remember said about with the currant bush. Is that the one I'm thinking of, the currant tree? Anyway, they chopped it all down, and it just, you know, it didn't look like there was nothing left of that thing, you know. But then it started sprouting and blooming, and those peaceful fruits of righteousness. Sometimes we want to show our leaves, don't we? Oh, look at this. Isn't this glorious? And all this, you know. Talent or what have you have, you know. And all these things that, look what I can do, you know. I can jump through a, run through a troop, leap over a wall, you know. But that's not, you know, God said we can do that by his Spirit and through him. But he also said, greater is he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh the city. So the peaceable fruit of righteousness. And this is a gospel of peace, isn't it? It's a gospel of peace. Gospel of peace. And I've got something to say, and this probably won't make a bit of sense right from what I've just said, but I'm going to leave you kind of clueless a little bit, there could possibly be a reason why I'm saying this. It just depends. Did you remember, you know, how people come up with different sayings in the Bible, and you know, we, you know, different things, and this is the one I'm going to say. You know, my grandma's, old grandma used to say this all the time, and you know, you just believe it true. Remember that, and the one is, every tub sits on its own bottom. How many of y'all ever heard that? You know, oh, bless God, every tub sits on its own bottom. You know, say it with an anointing, you know. Can I get an amen? You know, and you know, if every eye is closed and every hand raised and every tub on its own bottom, you know. I know that's kind of humorous right now, but that there's a page two to that. I'm thankful to be here.